Four lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dal on Beis, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel on Beis that if Reuven sells grain to Shimon, and in the grain that he sells to Shimon, there is inferior grain, then Shimon is mekabel up to a quarter of a kav per sar, or 1/24 of inferior grains. And Rav Huna stated that if Shimon sifts the grain, it turns out that there is actually more than this ratio of impurities, then not only does Reuven have to pay or exchange the inferior grain that is more than a quarter of a kav per sar, but Reuven would actually have to exchange all of the inferior grains. And as Rav Huna stated, in Balin Napais Minapes Kulai, and the Gemara explained that the svara for the din of Rav Huna is either based on a din or based on a knas. And although previously the Gemara asked the question of Rav Huna based on the tzad that the din is based on a knas, Lamaisa, since our Gemara will only bring rayas based on the tzad of din, so at this point we will only explain that tzad. And Rav Huna holds that generally Shimon wants to only receive good grains. However, since it's normal to have some pure in grain, so Reuven tells Shimon that if you want to be matriach and sift all of the grain, then you can do so, but certainly Shimon will not want to sift the grain for such a small amount of impurities as Yatzah Schari Bav Seidai, and therefore up to a quarter of a kav per sa he won't sift at all. But once Shimon feels that there is a greater percentage of inferior grains, so he will sift the grain, and once he finds that there is a greater ratio than 1/24, then it isn't a much greater tircha to sift all of the grain, and Shimon won't even be meichel even the slightest amount of impurities. And after Rav Huna stated his halacha, the Gemara brought a siman for the six rayas or questions that the Gemara brought regarding this din of Rav Huna, and we already saw the first three of these simanim, which were based on the words kol, trei, and shtari. And the Gemara will now continue with the next three simanim, and these simanim are Rav and Barab Nachman, Oinav, the Kablanusa, and the next three tashmas that the Gemara will bring will all be attempting to bring rayas to the din of Rav Huna. And as Rashbam points out, that all these rayas will only be lefi the first lashon, that the svara of Rav Huna is based on a din and not based on a knas. Before we continue with the first hashma, which the siman is Rav and Barab Nachman, let us point out that the Mishnah and Perek Beis Korah on the Kuf Gimel and Beis states that if Reuven tells Shimon that I'm selling you a Beis Korah, which we know is 30 sar or 75,000 square amis, and he says hein chaser hein yaser, and Reuven tells Shimon that I'm selling you approximately a Beis Korah, and the sale should be valid even if it's a bit more or a bit less, and the Mishnah states afilu piches reibel even if the size of this field is smaller or larger than a base core by a quarter of a kav per base saw or 7.5 kav per base core, the sale would be valid and neither the kech or the meichel can be chayzer. However, if the field is smaller or larger than a base core by more than this ratio, then the Mishnah states yaisi mikan yasa cheshbon, that if it would be more than that, then you would have to make a cheshbon. And our Gemara will now bring a brisa in which Rav and Barab Nachman explains the Mishnah. Gemara continues. Tashma, let us bring a raya to the shita Rav Huna, the Tani Rav and Barab Nachman, as Rav and Barab Nachman taught us in the Braisa. And of course, the fourth siman was Rav and Barab Nachman, and Rav and Barab Nachman brought a Braisa that lo yisam meisel bevadu machzer, el machzer lo yis kol ha-revayin kulon, alma hecha de boi adure kulu mahadar. Rav explains that once the Mishnah tells us that you have to make a calculation, then not only would the buyer or seller have to calculate the amount of kaka that is more than this ratio, but they would make a cheshbin on all of the excess. And for example, the field had an area of 32 roiva kav, more than a kor, or 8 full kav, and of course that is more than the maximum differential that we mentioned, which is a maximum of a difference of 30 roiva kav, and therefore the buyer would not only have to return 2 kav to Reuven, but he would have to return all 8 kav to Reuven. And from the explanation of Rav and Barab Nachman, the Gemara wants to bring a raya to the concept of Rav Huna, as we see that once there is a requirement to make a cheshbin, then you aren't meichel anything, and you need to return all. And similarly, in our Mishnah, once the ratio of impurities is more than a reva kaf or a saw, so the seller would have to refund or replace the full amount of impurities, and Reuven would not just be able to replace or refund the amount that is more than a reva kaf or a saw. And Ayin Rashbam who points out, Valishna Kamer da Amri Lodina Kamasayeya, and the Raya to Rav Huna is Dafka on the first Lashon that Rav Huna stated a din and not a knas, the Hachav Hasam Chad Tamu, the reason for the din of Rav Nachman and the reason of Rav Huna seems to be the same. Reiva machal inish, avu ki ikut feimer reiva, habidav v'choshev loy machal midi, and you won't be meichel anything. I in the bottom Taisis, who explains this a bit deeper, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, Taisis states, ulishna de dina maisi, de lishna de kanso atera atu yisira, loy matzi maisi mahacha, de loy shayach hacha knasa, the locha that we stated in Perek Beis Kor has no shaykhus to any knas, dem locha chalakech, yesim masha hoy loy likach, ein le kanso bekach, that even the lekech took more than he should have taken, and he got more than the base core, then there's no reason to knas the lekech, ki machoy leleda, kama noisef hayisham, as how should it be that the lekech would actually know how large this field was. Therefore, certainly the reasoning behind the Mishnah and Beis Kor can't be based on a knas, and certainly we wouldn't be able to compare the din of Rav Bar Nachman b'negei the Mishnah and Beis Kor and the din of Rav Huna b'negei our Mishnah. The Gemara continues and states that you can't bring a raya from Ravin to the din of Rav Huna, as you can't compare these two cases, and we will read the Gemara based on the Gersa de Rashash, as the Gersa that is found in our Gemara is very difficult to understand, and I in the Yad Ramara, as well as the Ritva, who tried to explain our Gersa, but ultimately it seems from the Rashbam that he wasn't Gers like our Gersa, and he was Gers like the Rashash, and the Gemara states, Hachi Hashto, and we continue on that Tzadik Heom and Aleph, Hasam Hein Chasa Hein Yose Amalei, Mi Roi V'Lei Choshev V'Havi Mechila, however Yesem Roiva is Choshev, and therefore Loi Havi Mechila V'Hadra, and the Gemara explains that in the case where Reuben is selling a base core to Shimon, so certainly Reuben and Shimon only contracted to sell and buy exactly a base core, and really Shimon shouldn't be koina even a drop more or less than a base core. And the only reason why we even allow any differential is because Reuben used the lashon of hein chaser hein yaser, and therefore if the size of the karka is a bit smaller or larger, then mechila would apply. However, since karka is a davar chashuv, so once it's an area that is larger than a reva kav l'saw or a total of 7.5 kav per base core, then neither party is meichel. And that is why they specified they are selling or buying a base core, and they didn't just say, I am selling you this piece of land. However, when Reuven sells grain to Shimon, so certainly it is understood that it is usual for there to be some impurities in grain, and therefore, even if Reuven didn't specify hein chasa hein yasa, it is understood that there may be a loss ratio, and therefore it could possibly be not like Rav Huna, and Shimon is always meichel any loss factor that is less than a reva kav l'saw. And even if Shimon decided to sift the grain, and the ratio was more than a reva kav l'saw, although Shimon is not meichel that excess loss factor, but he's still meichel the standard loss factor, which is in the davar chashuv, and possibly the halacha would be that in balin apes ein menapes kulay, and therefore it's not necessarily possible to compare the case of the Mishnah and Perek Beis Kor that Rav Nachman explained and our Mishnah as explained like Rav Huna. And keep in mind that we explain the Gemara based on the simplest explanation, and Ayin the Rashbam at the top of the Amid that is in a bit of a complication based on the Gemara in Perek Beis Kor. We will not delve further into this aspect, and also Ayin in Top Tesis on the Amid, where he points out that even though Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a saw of grain, but since it's Shchiach and Ragel to have impurities mixed into grain, so when there is a quarter of a kav or less of impurities, it is still called a saw of grain. Before we continue with the next raya of the Gemara, let us read the words of our Gersa. Our Gersa is Yosim Reva Choshev, the Kivin the Chazal Leil Strufe, and of course we know that even if you would have more than a quarter of a kav per saw in a full base core, you wouldn't actually have 9 kav, as all you would have at that point is a bit more than 7.5 kav, and therefore it's difficult to understand the gear saw that we have in our Gemara. And the Gemara now continues with its next raya to the din of Rav Huna, and the Gemara states Tashma, and this will be the fifth of the simanim, which was represented by the word Aina. This brisa will discuss the dinim of Aina, and the brisa states, Ha'ina, Pachas Mishtos Niknu Mekach, Yois Mishtos Batu Mekach, Shtos Kano Machsa Ina, and the Gemara is, Amai Lehada Pachas Mishtos, Shma Mina, Kol Hechidi Boi Ladure, Kuli Mahada, and we have already mentioned the Dinam Ina multiple times. The Braisa teaches us that if, for example, Reuven sells an item to Shimon, and he charges Shimon more than the market value, if Reuven charged him less than a Shtos Milbar, or less than 20% more than the value of the item, then the transaction is valid, and Shimon is Meichel any price discrepancy. And if Reuven overcharged by more than 20%, then it would be considered a mekach tois. And finally, if Reuven overcharges by exactly 20% or a shtus, then Shimon would be koina the item and could not claim that it's a mekach tois, but Reuven would have to return the full amount that he overcharged Shimon. And for example, if Reuven was selling to Shimon an item whose market value is $1,000 and Reuven overcharged Shimon and he charged him $1,200, then since Reuven charged Shimon exactly a shtus more than the market value and charged him exactly 20% more than the market value, then the transaction would not be batal. However, since Reuven tried to cheat Shimon out of $200, therefore he would have to return the full $200 to Shimon. And as Rashbam points out, that this price is going with Fishitas Rab Nosson, who we passing like. But as we have previously seen, Rab Yehuda Nosson holds that the buyer would have the choice and can decide to either void the transaction or ask Reuven for a refund of $200 and Yada Al Yoyna. And although this is not relevant, but let's keep in mind that the Din of Ayna could be in the reverse scenario where the buyer actually is cheated, and Shimon actually buys the item for a cheap cheaper price than the market value, and the same dinin that we just mentioned when the buyer is the one that was being cheated would also apply where the seller is the one that's being cheated, and Shimon convinced the seller to sell him this item at a price that's less than the market value. The Gemara now asked, Alochira, in both of these cases where either Reuven overcharged exactly the shtus, or in a case where Reuven overcharged more than the shtus, we should just say that since we know that if Reuven actually only overcharged Shimon an amount that is less than a shtus, then the mekach is kayim, and Reuven doesn't have to return any money to Shimon, and Shimon is meichel any amount that he's overcharged as long as it's less than a shtus. And l'chayr, why shouldn't it be that Reuven should return any amount of money that he charged which is over a shtus? And for example, if Reuven charged Shimon exactly $1,200, Reuven should be able to keep $1,199 and only have to refund $1 to Shimon. Shimon was meichel any amount that was less than a shtus, which is $199. And by the fact that this is not the din, so we see that once you go over the allowed amount, then there is no mechila at all. Any time the halacha is that someone must return a portion of a transaction, then you need to return the full amount. And l'chayr, this should be a raya to Rav Huna, then bala napas menapas kulay. And once again, the Gemara states that we can't compare the din of Eina to the din of Rav Huna. And as the Gemara states, hachi hashta hasami kara shavu b'shavu amalei miu pachad mishtus lo yediya b'kama u'machal inish shtus yediya v'lo y'machal inish. And finally, yesem mishtus mekach taisu u'batul mekach. The Gemara explains that in the case of Eina, Reuven intended to sell to Shimon, and Shimon intended to buy from Reuven an item for an exact price based on the exact market value, and neither party wants to cheat the other party. And really, if the price isn't exact, then in reality, either party wouldn't want to go through with the transaction. However, in a case where price discrepancy is less than a shtus, the differential is so small and so not noticeable to the other party, so we consider it as if it is the exact market price, and mechila applies. But once a price discrepancy is a shtus, then it's easily recognized, and the buyer or seller would not be meichel at all, and certainly if it's more than a shtus, then it's a mekach tais legamri. However, when Reuven sells grain to Shimon, since Shimon understands that shchiach to have some impurities, so certainly he was meichel the share of 1/4 of a kav per saw, even we find out that it was more than 1/4 of a kav of impurities per saw. Therefore, the Gemara explains that you can't bring raya to the din of Rav Huna from the din of Eina. Before we continue, let's point out that Rav Far explains that although the Gemara uses a lashon that hasam mikar shav b'shav amalei, that benegei Eina, that each party wants to buy and wants to sell at an exact price that is the market price. However, Zakir Hashbam Pirish Lav Dafka Amalei, that's not Dafka that they actually said this, Ela Loima Dan Nan Sadi Loinochas Chad Menayu V'Latuna, neither party went into this transaction with the understanding that they may be cheated, and each party wanted to get the exact market price. The buyer didn't have intent to overpay at all, and the seller also didn't want to be underpaid for his item either. And the Gemara continues with the sixth of the Simanim, which is represented by the word Kabunusa, and with another raya to Rav Huna from a Braisa. As Tashma, we learned to the Braisa, Mekabel Sada Mechaveir Lita, Harezim Mekabel of Esaburius Lemea, however, Yosef Mikan, Megadon of Sakol. If Reuven hires Shimon as a Kabbalin and as a worker to plant trees for him in his Sada, and as we know, it was standard to plant 10 trees in the area of a Beisa, so even if after Shimon plants these trees, 10% out of these trees, or 10 out of every 100 trees, do not grow properly and do not bear fruit, Reuven would still have to pay Shimon his full wages. Reuven cannot require that Shimon replant these trees for him, as this is a normal ratio, and therefore Reuven is meichel based on this ratio. However, if 11 out of 100 trees do not grow, then Shimon would not only be responsible to replant one tree, but Shimon would have to replant all 11 trees, and mechila doesn't apply at all. And l'chayr, this seems clearly like Rav Huna, that once the buyer sifts the grain, and the impurities that he finds is more than the standard of a roiva kavosa, then the din should be menakalei sakal, and l'chayr, this should be a raya to the din of Rav Huna. And once again, the Gemara responds that you can't compare the case of trees to the case of grain, as Amar Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, kol yesem mikan kebalito mitchila dami. When Reuven hires Shimon to plant his sada, so Reuven wants to make sure that any part of his area that's considered a sada actually is planted properly, and therefore once there are so many trees that didn't bear fruit, and certainly that takes up a huge amount of land, so it's as if Shimon didn't plant the sada at all and didn't do his job, and it's as if Shimon still has a complete field to plant. And as Rashbam explains, Hilka kesha amalei balabayis natali sada zu litas kol sada amalei barilei kayim estnai heched nisha yud al buryos, and when the 11 trees that are left over, then Shimon did not do his job, and therefore when Shimon goes to replant these trees, he has to replant all 11 trees. As the Chamaskal Achshel L'Kayim Es Tnoi Dami, Ube'il Echad Sheyita Lav Klumu, Sha'rei Orev Shel Sada, Rashbam continues, however, if there were only 10 trees that were left out of every 100, and at that point, Reuven won't be meichel at all. And to try to explain this a bit clearer, that if there are 11 trees that didn't grow properly and didn't bear fruits, therefore there's a large area that's considered a makom chashuv that Shimon didn't plant, and therefore Shimon has to now start with Mekayim's tnai and his deal that he made up with Reuven. So by planting only one tree, that wouldn't be considered a kiyum of his tnai and his deal with Reuven, since there's still a huge parcel of land that wasn't yet planted, and therefore he has to plant all 11 trees. However, if there are only 10 trees that didn't grow properly, that is not considered a davar chashuv, as Rashbam stated, lahikpid bal sada b'davar mur kazeh, until there was at least 11 trees that didn't bear fruits. However, in the case where Reuven sold grain to Shimon, so since it's certainly normal in Shchiach for there to be impurities, so certainly Shimon is meichel those impurities as long as they are up to a ratio of a quarter of a kav per saw, and even if ultimately there are more impurities than that ratio, Shimon is still meichel those impurities that are in a ratio of a quarter of a kav per saw. As Rashbam states, the halek lameima hasam kol yasim reva kabal haxaleis asa metchilu dami. If there are more impurities than reva kav l'saw, Shimon wants to really return the entire saw. The asah zavenle im reva tenefes. Certainly, even Shimon understood that when Reuven selling him a saw of tuah, it includes a quarter of a kav of tenefes and of impurities. Therefore, v'chi meshalim le meisa de reva harin eskay mechirasa v'kayim tnai. And once Reuven pays Shimon back for any amount of impurities that are more than the ratio of a quarter of a kav per saw, certainly the deal that they made is mekuyim and the transaction is valid. V'leidami lemakakoy dechashivi. You can't make a comparison between grain, which is metalflin, and kako, which is a davar chashuv. As Rashbam states, the Yud'al Burius, Harein Hasada Nikolay Nayim, Vele Machomidi, Ava Yesim Reva Tnefis, the Metafli, Lekakpe de Kolkach, Al Shiash Moy Tnai, Ula Ilma Imlacha, E Menape Skulai. Therefore, once again, we can't bring a raya to the dinner of Huna from this Brisa either. And ultimately, after this entire blad of Gemara, the Gemara was not able to find a raya to either support Rav Huna or to be Saisa the dinner of Huna. The Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis, and the Mishnah stated, Matav Shel Yayim, Kabbalah of Esa Kaisais Lumea, that if Reuven sells a wine cellar to Shimon, then Shimon accepts the sale, even if there's up to 10% of barrels of wine, that although they taste like wine, they already smell like vinegar. And the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what is the case of the Mishnah, and what was the language that Reuven used when making this deal with Shimon? And the Gemara brings three different possibilities, and we'll ask a question on each of these possibilities from a Braisa. The Gemara states, Ida Omele Matav Shel Yayin Stam Kasha, Ida Omele Matav Zeh Shel Yayin Kasha, Ida Omele Matav Zeh Kasha. If you will tell me that the case of the Mishnah is where Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a wine cellar and he didn't mention exactly which wine cellar and he just said it's Stama, then there will be a question from the Braisa that we will see in a moment. If you will tell me that the case of the Mishnah is where Reuven specified and said that I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, then we will also have a question from the following Braisa. And finally, if Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this cellar and he didn't mention that it's a wine cellar, then there will also be a question from the following Braisa. The Gemara will now bring the Braisa, which clearly seems that neither of these scenarios can be the case of our Mishnah. And before we continue, the Gemara will discuss three levels of qualities of wine. The first is Yayin Shekuli Yafa, wine which is perfectly good and it smells and tastes like wine. And the second category and quality of wine is Yayin Hanimka Bechanus, which is wine that is sold in a store or a tavern and is no longer stored for a long time, although it still tastes like wine and you could still sell it in a store, but it already started to smell like vinegar. And this is what our Mishnah referred to as Kaisais. Finally, the third quality and the third category is full-fledged chaimetz or wine vinegar. And the Gemara continues the Tanya, and we learn to the Braisa. The Braisa first brings down a case of Matav Shel Yayin Ani Meichel Lecha. Reuven tells Shimon, I'm going to sell you a wine cellar. And he said it's Stama, and he didn't say, I'm selling you this particular wine cellar. Then the Braisa teaches us, Noisno Yayin Shekulu Yafa, and all the barrels of wine that Reuven delivers to Shimon has to be perfectly good wine that not only tastes like wine, but also smells like wine. And of course, that's not like a Mishnah. As our Mishnah stated, that 10% of the wine barrels can be kaisais and they could taste like wine and smell like vinegar, and therefore this can't be the case of our Mishnah. Raisa continues with the second case, Matav Shel Yayin Ani Meichel Lecha. If Reuven tells Shimon that I'm selling you this particular wine cellar, then Nesla Yayin Nunka Bechanus, and all the barrels that Reuven delivers to Shimon can all be kaisais, can all taste like wine and smell like vinegar. And Benegei Yayin Hanimka Bechanus, Rabbeinu Gershom states, Nesla Yayin Gerua Kegoin Hanimka Bechanus, Lefi Shiyesh Lebalabai Yayin Gerua Sheini Yochel Meichel Rebbe. bias, nice little chenvin al mechai, lefishat chenvin mechai bishok, mokim shoivim vishovim bnei adam, vikoin oisipoilim vaivu drachim, sheinu vaksim kolkach yain yafa. And of course, this can't be the din of our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated that you're only allowed to deliver 10% of yain kaisais, and Reuven can't deliver more than 10 out of 100 barrels that are kaisais. Finally, the bias states, matav zani mechalcha, afilu kula chayma tzigiu, that if Reuven tells Shimon that I'm selling you this cellar, and he didn't specify that it's a wine cellar, that even if all the barrels in the cellar would be of vinegar, then it would be a proper sale and would not be a mekach tais. And certainly this can't be the case of our Mishnah. And the din of our Mishnah was that all the barrels that Reuven delivers to Shimon have to be of good wine, and he only has a 10% ratio of wine that he could deliver as kaisais that taste like wine and smell like vinegar. But certainly you can't deliver full-fledged vinegar to Shimon. In a moment, we will go back and explain these cases a bit better. However, the Gemara answers, lo'ilam da'amalei matu shel yayin stam, that really our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said to Shimon that I'm going to deliver to you a wine cellar, and he said it's stama, and he didn't say I'm going to deliver a particular wine cellar. B'tani b'reish to the b'raisa u'mekabel of esekais l'meya, even though the b'raisa stated that in this case noisin l'yayin shekula yafa, and it's mashmah that all the barrels that Reuven has to deliver to Shimon have to be good wine and it can't be kaisais. However, the way that we should explain the reish of the b'raisa is that the b'raisa is telling us that most of the barrels have to be of good wine, but certainly Reuven will be able to deliver 10 out of 100 barrels of wine that are kaisais and that still taste like wine but smell like vinegar, and this would be the case of our Mishnah. The machlek is between the Ritva and the Reshba, as when the Gemara just stated V'tani b'reish the b'raisa mekabel of esa kaisais l'meya, so the Ritva states yesh mefarshim nechasurim mechsel b'raisa. The Gemara means that we're adding this into the b'raisa, and it's as if we stated chasurim mechsel v'hachik tani. However, the Reshba states mistaver delav chasurim mechsel ela parish mekabel of ka'amar. The Gemara is just explaining the actual b'raisa, and the klapim mashashanu b'matav zeshel yayin ani meichelcha noisel yayin ani mekabel b'chnos. Since the b'raisa teaches us that if Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this matter for wine, all the barrels that Reuven delivers to Shimon can be kaisais, and a matter zeh afilu kula chaymitzegiu. And in the case where Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you a cellar and he didn't specify it's a matter for wine, he can even deliver all the barrels as vinegar. So tani nami b'raisa noisel yayin shekula yafa, and therefore the ratio we use the terminology that Reuven has to give to Shimon wine which is all good, v'loy shekula mamish, and it doesn't mean that all of the wine has to be good. El kula yafa keder ha'itzreis, it has to be similar to the type of wines that people keep in a oitzer and people keep in the storehouse. And certainly, although in some storehouses all of the wine will be good wine and it'll taste and smell like wine, however, el shal roiv yesh bem ktsas kaisais, certainly in many storehouses there is a small percentage of barrels that taste like wine but smell like vinegar and are kaisais. That is actually taich when the b'raisa states that when Reuven said to Shimon matav shel yayin ani meichelcha noisin l'yayin shekula yafa, it means that he'll give him the standard wine that is found in the storehouse, which generally includes a certain percentage of yayin kaisais. The Gemara continues that we just explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you a wine cellar, and since he didn't specify matav zeshel yayin, then he has to give him good wine, but he could still give him 10% of wine that's kaisais. And the Gemara asks, v'stam mi mekabel, is it true that if Reuven sells to Shimon a wine cellar and he sells the stoma, that Shimon's mekabel 10% of yayin kaisais? The Gemara asks, v'atani Rav Chiya, but Rav Chiya taught us a different brisa that states, that if instead of Reuven selling a wine cellar to Shimon, Reuven selling a barrel of wine to Shimon, then the din is that Reuven has to give a full barrel of good wine to Shimon. Rashbam points out that the Havmin of the Gemara is that the brisa specifically talks about Chavishil Yayin as Revusin Nakat, as it's trying to teach us a Chiddush, the Sakadait of Lashtiel Altakabayloi, that certainly when someone's buying one barrel of wine, then it must be that he's trying to use this wine immediately, or he wants to sell it immediately. His intent in buying this barrel of wine is not to store it away for a long period of time, and therefore one may think that Reuven could give to Shimon even a barrel of wine that's kaisais and that already started smelling like vinegar. And kamash malon nois l'yayin shekula yafa, that the Braisa teaches us that even in this case Reuven has to give to Shimon a full barrel of good wine. And Rashbam continues, v'imisa de mekabel kaisais, and if it's true that even when Reuven sells to Shimon an actual wine cellar which is generally used as an oitzer and to store wine, Shimon would be mekabel a certain percentage of wine barrels that are kaisais. So hachinami neimu hagiu afilu yayin kaisais, and therefore in a case where Reuven selling one barrel of wine to Shimon, and certainly the din should be that if Reuven delivers to Shimon one barrel of wine which is kaisais, that Shimon Shimon has to be makabel that wine, and Shimon can claim that he wanted fully good wine, and wine that did not smell like vinegar at all. Gemara answers, Shanei Chavis, the Kulu Chad Chamru, in a Chanami, when the Braisa spoke about a Chavis, it actually was Dafka speaking about a barrel. And certainly, if Shimon is only buying one barrel of wine from Reuven, then certainly Shimon wants to make sure that that wine in the barrel would be good wine, and it's not going to be Kaisais. However, if Shimon is buying a lot of barrels of wine, and is buying a full wine cellar, then in that case, Shimon doesn't mind accepting even 10% of wine that is Kaisais, and he doesn't expect that all the wine barrels in the cellar would be perfect wine, and would taste and smell like wine. And the Rashba seems to be bothered as to what the Havmin of the Gemara was, as L'chari we're talking about one barrel, and therefore certainly there is no percentage that could be of Kaisais, and the only time that we said that Shimon would accept Kaisais is only as a percentage, and not the entire barrel. Therefore, the Rashba explains that when Rabbi brought this Braisa, and the case was where Reuven sold the Chavis Yayin L'chaveiroi, Meshum the Chavis Shel Yayin Mashmalei, the Lav Chavis Yedua Kamalei, and it's Mashmalei, he's not talking about a specific barrel, Ella Shir Chavis, and he meant to say that I'm going to sell you the amount of wine that fits into a barrel, Kimidis HaChavis Yedua, and everyone knew the standard amount of wine that would fit into a barrel, and therefore the Gemara is bothered that L'chaveiroi, why do you have to provide the full amount of wine as good wine if L'chaveiroi you should be able to give a percentage of wine that is Kaisais Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues with another question that how could we say that if Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you a wine cellar and he doesn't say which wine cellar and he says to Stama that Shimon will accept 10% of Kaisais and this is the case of our Mishnah but Batani Rezvid B'dbei Rabbi Isha but Rezvid taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Isha following Braisa in the case of Stama where Reuven said to Shimon Matav Shel Yayin Ani Meichelcha that I'm selling you a wine cellar Nois Lo Yayin Shekul Yafa then all the barrels that Reuven provide to Shimon have to be of good quality wine that tastes and smells like wine. However, if Reuven says to Shimon, Matu Zeshel Yain Ani Meichelcha, that I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, then Nois Lo Yayin Shekul Yafa, then Reuven has to deliver all the barrels of wine to Shimon that are good wine and that taste and smell like wine. However, Makabel of Esekai Salameya, however, in this case, Shimon would accept, even if Reuven would deliver 10% of the barrels that would be Yayin Kaisais and that would taste like wine but smell like vinegar. And the Braisa continues, and this is the case in our Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us that Matav Shel Yayin, Makabel of Esekai Salameya, and the case is in a scenario where Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this specific wine cellar. In that case, although Reuven has to deliver all the barrels as good wine, but Shimon would accept 10% of Yayin Kaisais. Clearly from this Braisa, we see that in the first case of the Braisa, Reuven sold to Shimon a wine cellar and he sold his stomach. All the barrels that Reuven delivers to Shimon has to be good wine and it can't include any Yayin Kaisais. And as we see that the only time that the Braisa states that Shimon accepts upon himself Yayin Kaisais is only in the case where Reuven clearly told Shimon, Matav Zeshel Yayin Ani Meichelcha. How is it possible that we explained on Mishnah that we're talking about a case where Reuven sold a Matav Shel Yayin to Shimon and he sold it stoma? In that case, Shimon would not accept Yayin Kaisais at all. L'maisa, even though based on this Braisa, we could explain that Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said to Shimon that Matav Zeshel Yayin Ani Meichelcha, that Nosel Yayin Shekul Yafo Makabel of Esekai Salameya, and as the Braisa clearly states, Zeru Oitza Shishanu Chacham Mishasenu, and this is the case of our Mishnah. However, clearly in the first Braisa that we brought down, the second case of the Braisa was Matav Zeshel Yayin Ani Meichelcha, Nosel Yayin Ani Mkebuchanus, and it's Muchach, then the case where Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a specific wine cellar, not only can Reuven deliver 10% of the barrels as Kaisais, but he could deliver all the barrels as Kaisais. They could all be the type of wine that is Nimka Bechanus, which is wine that still tastes like wine, but started smelling like vinegar. L'chari, l'fi the first Braisa, how will they explain our Mishnah, and what case is our Mishnah referring to? At this point, the Gemara ignores the first Braisa, and ignores the problem that L'chari, l'fi the first Braisa, we can't explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Stama, and you also can't explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this specific wine cellar. However, the Gemara now says El Masisa Nami Da Amalei Zeh, that even though originally we said that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a wine cellar and he said it's Stama and he didn't say Zeh, however now the Gemara states that the Mishnah is actually referring to a case where Reuven said to Shimon I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, and in that case the din is as the Braisa of Zvid stated Nosel Yayin Shekul Yafa O Makabel of Esek Lameya, which is exactly like the din of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara continues that Kasha Zeh Zeh, the L'chari, we now have a question and a steer between the two Braises. As in the original Braise, we stated that if Reuven says to Shimon, that I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, then Nosel Yayin Anumka Chanus, then all the barrels that Reuven delivers can be kaisais and can be wine that is acceptable for a store. Meanwhile, in the brisa that was brought by Rizvid, B'dibei Rabbi Isha, we just learned that if Reuven says to Shimon, Matav Zeshel Yain, and Imechelcha, then Nais Layain, Shakul Yafa, Makabalo, Besser Kaisel Zomeya. The Gemara responds that Loy Kasha, that's not Shver, and there is a chil between the brisa that we originally had and the brisa that Rizvid brought, as although in both cases, Reuven said to Shimon, that Matav Zeshel Yain, and Imechelcha, that I'm selling you a specific wine cellar. However, Hoda Omalei Lemikvah, that the brisa of Rizvid is specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this wine and I understand that you're going to use it in order to add taste to your food and you'll be using this wine slowly as cooking wine and therefore certainly I understand that you need good wine. As Rashbam states, the Hainu Yayin Toiv U'miskayim Harbe that will last for a long time, Shema'at Ma'at Mistafkim Menu, as you take a little bit of wine at a time and therefore the wine will have to last for a very long time. The Lukach Ahani Ma'idah Omalei Lemikvah Litin Yayin Toiv, and by the fact that Reuven said to Shimon that I'm going to sell you cooking wine, and clearly Shimon understood that he was going to get good wine. But Hani Zel the Kabbal Yud Kais Sisalkuf. But the Maisa, since Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this wine cellar, and he specified which wine cellar, and in this wine cellar there were wine barrels that were kaisais. Therefore, Shimon accepts a 10% ratio of wine barrels that are already kaisais. This would be the case of the Mishnah as well. However, the Gemara continues. Hadaloy Amalei LeMikvah. The original brisa that we brought is talking about a scenario where although Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this wine cellar, Reuven and Shimon didn't specify that this wine would be used as cooking wine. Therefore, since Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, and Lemaisa in this wine cellar, all the barrels of wine were barrels of wine that contained Yayin Hanimka Bechanus, which are Kaisais. So certainly Shimon did not expect to get any wine which was perfectly good wine, as it was understood that Shimon would be using the wine very quickly, and he wasn't going to store it for a very long time. And behind the Kama Shel Yayin, and why is it that Reuven mentioned that it's a wine cellar and he didn't just say that I'm selling you a cellar, is Lamuti Chaimitz, is in order to be mayit that I'm not selling you wine vinegar. At the very least, I have to give you wine that is Yayin Kaisais, and this is of course not the case of our Mishnah, and even this Braisa would have to explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case where not only did Reuven say to Shimon that I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, Reuven also specified that I'm selling you this wine in order to use for cooking wine, and therefore most of the wine has to be good wine, and there can only be a ratio of 10% of Yayin Kaisais. As the Gemara states, the Razvid Amalei LeMikvah, Razvid case was where Reuven also said that I'm selling you this wine in order to use as cooking wine, and Braisa Deloy Amalei LeMikvah, although the Braisa is also talking about a case where Reuven said I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, but the Maisa Reuven didn't specify that I'm selling you this wine as cooking wine. The Gemara now goes into even further detail and explains this even further, and the Ritva states that this is not the Derech of the Gemara, and therefore he says, El Lashon Ma Rav Yudai Goyin Adi Boilu, that from here until the Boilu is actually the Lashon of Rav Yudai Goyin and is not actually part of the Gemara. Gemara now continues to explain the Braisa of Razvid and Hilkach, and therefore, Matav Shel Yayin V'Amalei LeMikvah Naisin LeYayin Shekul Yafa, that if Reuven told Shimon, I'm selling you a wine cellar, and he didn't specify that I'm selling you this wine cellar, and therefore he sold him Stama, and he also said that I understand that you're buying the wine to use as cooking wine, and therefore you need it to be Miskayim Harbe and to last for a long time, and certainly all the barrels of wine that Reuven delivers to Shimon have to be good barrels of wine. It can't include any barrels of wine that are Yayin Kaisais. Similarly, according to Razvid, if Reuven says to Shimon, Matav Zeshel Yayin, I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, and therefore it's mashma that it could be that there will be Yayin Kaisais in this wine cellar, V'amalei LeMikvah, but the Maisa Reuven also tells Shimon that I understand that you're going to use the wine as cooking wine, and therefore you want it to be Miskayim Harbe. This would be the case of a Mishnah, and the din would be Naisin LeYayin Shekul Yafa, U'mekabel of Esa Kaisis Lameya, and all the barrels of wine that Reuven will deliver to Shimon have to be of good wine. However, since Lemaisa Reuven used Lashon Zeh, therefore Shimon will accept if Reuven delivers up to 10% of Yayin Kaisis. And in the second case of the previous Braisa, the Braisa also spoke about a case where Reuven specifically told Shimon, Ma'atav Zeshel Yayin, that I'm selling you this specific wine cellar, V'loy Omalei LeMikvah, and as we explained, that Reuven did not say that I understand you're using it for cooking wine, therefore, Naisin LeYayin Hanimka Bechanus, then Reuven could always claim that I thought that you were going to use this wine very quickly, therefore, all the barrels that Reuven will deliver to Shimon can all be Yayin Kaisais, and this wine could taste like wine and already started smelling like vinegar. And the Gemara doesn't speak about the last case of the first Braisa, where the Braisa stated if Reuven says to Shimon, Matav Zeh Ani Meichelcha, that that I'm selling you this cellar, and he didn't specify that it's a wine cellar, and the Braisa taught us, afilu kulu chaymetzigiu, that even if all that Reuven delivers to Shimon is all wine vinegar, and he doesn't deliver any wine or any yayin kaises, then that would also be fine, and Shimon could not claim to Reuven that I really wanted to buy wine. And Rashbam explains that in this case, we must be talking about a case where Reuven did not specify that he's selling the items in the cellar for cooking. As Rashbam points out, as if Reuven would have specified that I'm selling you this for cooking, then in that case, all the barrels that Reuven would deliver to Shimon would have to be of good wine, and Shimon would accept 10% that would be yayin kaisais, and this would be similar to the din of Zvid by Mativ Zeh Shel Yayin, where they specified that it was for cooking. As the Loishna Mativ Zeh Ani Meichelcha, Mi Mativ Zeh Shel Yayin Ani Meichelcha, Hechad Amalei LeMikvah, that as long as you specify that you're selling it for cooking, then certainly it's understood that the word LeMikvah is Mashma Meyayin Taiv, and that you're going to use this product for cooking. When someone specifies LeMikvah, Mashma Meyayin Taiv, the Loihoi Regil LeMikvah Ki'im Beyayin Taiv, as they generally wouldn't use any wine for cooking unless it was Yayin Taiv. Rashbam continues, Ve'im Timsi Loihoi Regil Nami Lassis Chemitz BeMikvah, and if you would want to tell me that people would even use wine vinegar for cooking, Afilu Hachi In Loi Mematif LeMikvah Ani Meichlecha B'Shvil Chemitz, but even so, if someone is selling wine vinegar, then they wouldn't use a Lashin that I'm selling you a cellar in order to use for cooking. Chol Chemitz Miskayim Hu Machmitz Yesev Yaisa, as vinegar definitely remains for a long time and will last for a long time, actually become stronger as it ages, Umatif Chemitz Hei Leilemer, and therefore he should have specified that I'm selling you a cellar of wine vinegar. And Rashbam continues and brings a raya to this pshat, as V'hachi Mucha Milsa Kedepricious, and it's Muchach, like I just explained, the Mishum Hachi like Tani B'Draz Vid, Din Shal Matif Zani Meichelcha Kedektani B'Braisa Kamaisa, and that is why in the Braisa Razvid, he didn't discuss the case and what the din would be in a case where Reuven says that I'm selling a Matif to you, and the reason is the Kivin Ba'amalei Lemikva Mairi Razvid, and since Razvid is talking about a case where you specify that the sale is Lemikva, and Lemaisa, since Razvid already taught us what the halacha would be in a case where Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this specific wine cellar and I'm selling you Lemikva, as we explained, there is no difference in halacha between that case, or if Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you a matif and he's selling it Lemikva, and as Rashbam states, the Hainuach, as both cases have the same halacha, and Rashbam is bothered that if in both these cases the halacha is the same, so why is it that Razvid had to mention that Reuven said that I'm selling you a specific wine cellar? If L'chayr Reuven didn't have to mention the term Yayin, and he could have just stated that I'm selling you this matif, and the halacha would be the same, and Zok Rashbam, the Afagav, the Amalei Shel Yayin, the Amalei Nami Lemikva, Afilu Hachi Mekabel Yukaisas Lekuf, as even though you mentioned the term Yayin, and you also mentioned Lemikva, then one may think that you have to give him only good wine, Mashmalan, that even in this case, Shimon will accept 10% of Yayin Kaisais. Lemaisa, at this point to the Gemara just explained the two cases that were brought in the Braisa that Razvid brought in the Yeshiva Rabbi Ishia. The Gemara also explained the middle case of the first Braisa, the scenario where Reuven said to Shimon, Mativ Zeh Shel Yayin Ani Meichelcha. We explained that the Braisa is talking about a scenario where Reuven did not say that Shimon was using this Lemikva. Therefore, the halacha was, Nois Lo Yayin Animka Bechanos. We already saw that the Rashbam explained that the third case of the first Braisa, where Reuven stated, Mativ Zeh Ani Meichelcha, and since he wasn't selling it Lemikva, so Afilu Kul Chaymetzigiu. However, as Rashbam explained, that if Reuven actually added in that he's selling it Lemikva, then it would have the same din, the second din of Razvid, where Reuven said to Shimon, Mativ Zeh Shel Yayin Ani Meichelcha, that the din is, Nois Lo Yayin Shekuli Yafo, Mekabel Lo Besa Kaisis Lemeya, as we just explained. However, the Gemara did not yet discuss the ratio of the first Braisa, where the Braisa stated that if Reuven says to Shimon, Mativ Shel Yayin Ani Meichelcha, he didn't use a Lashon Zeh, then the Braisa stated, Nois Lo Yayin Shekuli Yafo, and the Gemara's question will now be, if Reuven specifically said that he's selling a wine cellar to Shimon in order to use for cooking, or is the ratio of this Braisa similar to the middle case of the Braisa, where Reuven did not mention cooking at all? The Gemara now continues, Yibaylu, that we had the following Shaila, Matu Shel Yayin V'loi Amalei LeMikvah Mai, that let's say Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a wine cellar, and he didn't specify that I'm selling you a specific wine cellar, and he also didn't specify that he's selling it for cooking, so what would be the halacha? And Rashbam explains that the reason why the Gemara has a Shaila is Mishum De'ikka Chadot Levusa V'chad Le'usa Kabayla, as in this case, since Reuven didn't specify a specific wine cellar, so therefore it's mashma that I mean to give you good wine, but the Maisa, since he didn't say that I'm selling you for cooking, selling, so it's mashma that you don't need it for a long time, and therefore maybe Ruvain meant to sell to Shimon even Yayin Kaisais. Therefore, the Rashbam explains that would we compare this to the case of Rasvid, where Ruvain said to Shimon that I'm selling you a specific wine cellar, and Ruvain used a lashon that I'm selling you a mativ zeshel yayin, and that is chodel reyusa, as lemaisa it's mashma that whatever type of wine is in the cellar I'm selling to you. For amalei lemikvah, but lemaisa he also mentioned that I'm selling you for cooking, and that's chodel tavusa, as it's mashma that you need this wine to be good for a long time, and therefore it had to be good wine. Lemaisa Rasvid paskin in that case the noisla yayin yafa umekabel yukaisais, and therefore over here the same din should apply. However, the Rashbam explains that the second side of the Gemara is oydilma noisla kuli yayin yafa. Then in this case, since you didn't mention a specific wine cellar, therefore all the barrels that Reuven delivers to Shimon have to be of good wine. As the standard is that a person that's buying wine is generally buying it for cooking and not to sell in a store, and certainly he doesn't want it to be shvacha wine, and he doesn't want it to be weak wine. And as Rashbam explained, the chol chavi shel yayin davar chashuv hu umakbid lav, as since every barrel of wine is a davar chashuv, therefore certainly Shimon will be makbid to make sure that he gets the best wine. The Gemara continues, pligi bar Rav Acher Ravina, that Rav Acher Ravina will chiluk as to what the halacha would be, and Rashbam explains that both Rav Acher and Ravina had their own svara as to what the halacha should be. And then each one was medayik either from Rasvid or from the first brisa, like their own shita, and then they had to explain the other side according to their shita. And as the Gemara continues to explain, chad am mekabel v'chad am loy mekabel, that one of these manda amim held that all the barrels that Reuven delivers to Shimon have to be of good wine. However, Shimon will be mekabel 10 wine barrels of kaisais, and the other manda amim holds that all the wine barrels that Reuven will deliver to Shimon has to be of good wine, and he can't deliver any yayin kaisais at all. The Gemara now backs into the shita by being medayik either from the brisa that we brought from Rasvid or from the ratio of the original brisa, as manda amim mekabel, as according to the manda amim that says that Shimon is mekabel 10% of yayin kaisais daik mid Rasvid. He makes this diik from the words of Rasvid, the tani, as Rasvid taught us in the brisa, matav shel yayin ani meichelcha noisil yayin shekula yafa, that if Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a wine cellar, which is of course mashma that he's selling him good wine, and all the wine that Reuven supplies to Shimon has to be good wine, v'okimna da'amalei lemikvah, and we explained that this din Rasvid was specifically in a case where Reuven specified that he's selling this to Shimon in order to use for cooking, and therefore it was specifically a case of tata l'tivusa. Number one, Reuven did not specify a specific wine cellar, and he didn't say mativ zeshel yayin, and also Reuven specified that he's using it for cooking, and therefore it had to be good wine that will last a long time, and therefore this man da'am is medayik, time da'amalei lemikvah, that the only reason why we said Reuven has to deliver to Shimon all barrels of good wine is because Reuven specified that it was for cooking, haloi amalei lemikvah. But in the case of Ashayla, where Reuven didn't specify that he's selling the wine for cooking, then mekabel, that it's muchach, that Shimon would be mekabel 10 barrels of wine, that's yayin kaisais. The Gemara continues, man da'am aloi mekabel, and the man da'am who says that in the case where Reuven says stoma matu shel yayin ani meichlecha, and he didn't specify that the sale was for cooking, daik mi braisa, he is medayik this from the braisa, and the tani, as the ratio of the braisa stated, matav shel yayin ani meichlecha noisil yayin shekul yafa, that if Reuven did not use the lashon zeh and he just stated that I'm selling you a wine cellar, then all the wine that Reuven has to deliver to Shimon has to be good wine, and even though it's only chadol tibusa and it's chadol rusa, v'kim nedlei amal mikvah, and as we explained that this braisa is talking about a case where Reuven did not specify that it's for cooking, and therefore it's chadol tibusa v'chadol rusa. This case is exactly the case of Ashayla, and we see that all the barrels that Reuven has to deliver to Shimon has to be of good wine, and he can't add in any yayin kaisais, even though Reuven didn't specify that he's selling it to Shimon for cooking. And lemaisa, according to both of these manda amrim, the Gemara is still left with one loose end for each of these manda amrim. And as the Gemara continues, lemanda daik nirazvid kasha braisa, that according to the manda amah that ultimately was medayik his svara, and as we explained that he was medayik from the words of Rasvid, then the case of Ashayla, that Shimon would be mekabel up to 10% of yayin kaisais, so lemaisa, what will he do with the braisa, where it's mashma from the braisa, that Shimon would not be mekabel any yayin kaisais, and all the wine that Reuven has to deliver has to be yayin yafa. The Gemara answers, chasur mechsa v'hachik tani, that he actually learns the previous braisa as follows, that b'med v'murim d'amalei lemikvah, that the only time that the braisa mentioned that the din is that Reuven has to supply all yayin yafa is only when Reuven specified the mikvah, and therefore we have tatal tavusa. However, in a chenami haloi amalei lemikvah mekabel. But if Reuven didn't specify that he's selling the wine to Shimon for cooking, then in a chenami Shimon would be mekabel 10% of yayin kaisais. The Brisa also teaches us umatav zeshel yayin v'loi amalei lemikvah nois lo yayin al nimka b'chnos, that if Reuven said to Shimon that I'm going to sell you this particular wine cellar, and he didn't say I'm selling you this wine for cooking, then all the barrels of wine that Reuven delivers to Shimon can all be yayin kaisais, and in a chenami he will be able to explain the Brisa according to his shita. The Gemara continues and focuses on the Matan Omer that says that Shimon will not be mekabel any yayin kaisais at all, and Reuven has to deliver all yayin yafa. And the Gemara is so the Matan Daik from Brisa kasher razvid that l'chayr according to the Matan Omer that was medayik from the Brisa, and he holds that Shimon is not mekabel any yayin kaisais. L'maisa we have a kasher from the diik that we made from the words of razvid. The kimlin da'omle lemikvah haloi amle lemikvah mekabel. The Gemara explains that according to this Matan Omer, he actually understands the words of razvid as follows: that who adin da afagad doloi amle lemikvah loy mekabel. That even if Reuven did not specify that he's selling this wine to Shimon for cooking, even though it's chod l'riusa, Shimon would not be mekabel 10% of yayin kaisais. Even Rav Zvid would agree that all the wine that Reuven delivers to Shimon has to be yayin yafa and has to be good wine. And the Gemara explains v'haydo kimna da amoy lemikvah mishum de kasha ze'azeh. Although l'gabi the second din of Rav Zvid, where Reuven said to Shimon matav zeshel yayin ani meichelecha, and the din was nois lo yayin shekul yafa umekabel of eser kaisais lemeya, that we explained that specifically talking about a case where Reuven specified that he's selling this wine to Shimon for cooking, that was only stated l'gabi the second dinner razvid. But in a chenami, in the first dinner razvid, there would be no chilek if he sold it l'mikvah, or if Reuven did not specify that he's selling it for cooking. And in both cases, the dinner would be nois lo yayin shekul yafa, that all the wine that Reuven delivers to Shimon has to be yayin yafa. And as Rashbam explains, mishum nekasha ze'azer umi ureisha b'loy amalei l'mikvah nami mari. Although in the second dinner of Zvid, we had to explain that we're specifically talking about a case where Reuven said, I'm selling you for cooking wine. However, the first scenario of Zvid does not have to be talking about a case that Reuven specified that he's selling it for cooking wine. And even if Reuven did not specify that he's selling it for cooking wine, the same din would apply. Ayin Rashbam. As Rashbam explains, v'hachik tani hadra Zvid, and this is the way to understand the brice of Zvid, that in a case of matav shel yayin ani meichel cha, and he didn't say matav zeh shel yayin, ein bechiluk bein omelei l'mikvah l'loy omelei, then there is no chiluk if Reuven specified it was for cooking or not. El nois l'yayin shekul yafa, as we explained. However, av omelei matav zeh shel yayin ani meichel lecha, az yesh chiluk b'dava, the zimun nois l'yayin shekul yafa, el shemekabal av yud kaisais, uchagoyin da omelei l'mikvah. However, Rav Zvid holds, iloy omelei l'mikvah, nois l'yayin hanimka b'chunos, and Rav Zvid actually didn't mention this case at all. And Rashbam is now bothered, since the first din of Rav Zvid is talking about a scenario where either Reuven mentioned it was for cooking or he didn't mention it was for cooking. So why is it that in the second case of Razvid, Razvid is only talking about a scenario Reuven mentioned that he's selling this wine to Shimon for cooking, and why did Razvid tell us the din as to what the halacha would be if Reuven sold the wine to Shimon and he didn't mention that it's for cooking? And as Rashbam states, as the Brisa of Razvid was only focusing on those cases where at least a part of Reuven's delivery has to be of yayin yafa. Since in the case where it is tatli riusa and Reuven said to Shimon matav zeshel yayin ani meichelecha, and he also did not mention that he's selling this wine for cooking, then the din is that Reuven doesn't have to supply yayin yafa at all, and all the wine that he supplies to Shimon could be yayin animka b'chanos and could all be weak wine and yayin kaisais. Therefore, the Brisa of Razvid did not mention this scenario. And let's go back for a moment to the Gemara that stated l'man adayik midrazvid kasha Brisa, and the Gemara stated chasur mechso v'hachik tani, and Rashbam is v'haid loy kamari kulu bid omelei l'mikvah. And l'chayr, why is it that the Brisa changes course, and why is it that the Brisa didn't keep with one case and a case where Reuven actually said that I'm using it for cooking? And Rashbam explains the gimel dinim osa l'ruah b'yayin, and this Brisa wants to teach us three separate dinim b'degei wine ul'meimer, and to teach us the zimn and nois l'yayin shekul yafa. There are times that all the deliveries that Reuven makes has to be of yayin yafa, v'zimn and nois l'kul yayin ra hanimka b'chanos, and there can be a scenario where Reuven can deliver all yayin kaisais, he doesn't have to deliver any yayin yafis at all, v'zimn and afilu kul chaymetzigiyu, and there are times where Reuven could deliver wine vinegar, and that would also suffice, and Reuven doesn't have to deliver any wine at all. And before we finish, let us see the top tesis on the Amid, Diba Maschel Chad Amid Mekabel. L'maisa, the Gemara explained that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven said to Shimon, Matav Zeshel Yain Ani Meichel Lecha. Reuven specified they selling the wine to Shimon for cooking. Therefore, the halacha is, as the Mishnah stated, that Nesla Yain Shekuli Yafa Umakabalav Esakaisis Lomea. And Taisis is that we just saw a machlekes between Rab Achan and Ravina in a case where Reuven said to Shimon, Matav Shel Yain, and he didn't specify Matav Zeshel Yain, and Reuven didn't say Lemikva. And even in that case, one Manama says that Shimon would be Makabal 10% of Yain Kaisis. And if so, that could be the case of our Mishnah. And as Taisis is, Tema, Lidea, my Muke, the Rav Zvid Mastisin, Krab Isha, over the Omale Matav Zeshel Yain, and Michalcha, the Omale Lemikva, Lukin Mastisin, Bloy Omale Lemikva. Why couldn't he say that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven didn't mention anything about using the wine for cooking, over the Omale Matav Shel Yain Stam? We just stated that according to this man, the Omar, Shimon would be Makabal 10% of Yain Kaisis, would work out perfectly with the din of our Mishnah, Ayin and Taisvis, and we will stop over here.